one with oars would just be a plain...
Plain boat, and this sail, now, I've been out on a boat one time in my life, I don't know how, like, my sister and I got on this boat. Of course, we didn't have anybody in it but us, and I don't know what you kind of call that, but I think about it sometimes, and I think about how crazy I was. Because I couldn't swim, neither could she.
And you were alone in the boat?
And we were alone in this little boat. It was a motorboat. That's what it was, you see. They fill it up with gas. All you had to do is just guide it, like driving a car out on the water. And I don't know what they had on this boat, but evidently, if your gas give out, the boat didn't sink. You just couldn't go no further, just like it with a car. And then they had somebody out there that if your boat stopped, they would go to you, you know, get on the boat and go to you and put your gas in. That was a nice ride, but I wouldn't get on it.
Once was enough?
Once was a plenty for me. And I didn't see any danger in it then. Right.
Let's say that that you asked me to sew something for you, a dress or a skirt, and that you brought me everything I needed, like the pattern and the cloth, but everything but the thread. And I'd have to take something of that cloth to go match it to get thread. I'd take a what of that cloth?
Just the scrap.
Okay. Or maybe a sample?
A sample of cloth.
Okay. And if you had a friend and she had something new on, you might say, well, that's a very blank dress.
That's a very pretty dress.
And if the lady standing next to her had one that was even nicer, you say, well, hers is blank than yours.
Well, this is nicer than yours.
Or it might be prettier
than yours.
Okay. What might you wear over your clothes to prevent grease or something from spattering on you?
Your cooking paper.
Okay. And when you sign your name in ink, you use a
pen.
And when you're going to change the baby's diaper, you use... Okay. They got the little pieces
the
of
little
tape. Paper diaper. Yeah, nobody uses tape anymore. That's true. Okay. When, let's see. We buy vegetables when they aren't frozen in some kind of cans, and they're usually made of... They're not aluminum, but they're...
Stainless steel.
Tin?
Tin. They're made of tin, but now they line those cans.
Oh,
they're not as dangerous as they used to be. I remember once upon a time, you could open a can of, say, a can of sardines. You had to empty those sardines right out of that can. If you were going to eat them, you had to have something that you could empty them right out of. But not for a certain length of time. If you left them in the can, they were poison.
My mama still won't let anybody leave juice in the can in the refrigerator or anything.
I don't believe in that either, but if you notice that can, it has a line in it now. It has something in it that it used to didn't have. It used to really... Whatever was in it, the food or whatever was in it, used to be right next to that tin. Mm-hmm. But now they got I don't know what you would call this, that they line in these cans with now. But you know they're not dangerous when they put puddings and different kind of stuff for lunch, for you to snacks that you can eat right out of the can. But it used to be that you couldn't eat right out. You had to empty it out of that can.
As soon as you open it, if you didn't.
It would make you sick.
Okay. And we say today that a dime is worth, the nickel's worth 5 cents, and a dime's worth...
A dime is worth about a nickel.
But if we had to say how many cents it was worth, we'd say...
10 cents.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know if it was.
Somebody said on the news that a dollar was worth 45 cents.
I believe it.
I believe
according
it too.
To what you... It is. It's really... I don't know.
off a load.